My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Damn, Ben, you caught me mid-cracker.
Mid-cracker?
Mid-cracker, there we go.
You've been full-blown cracker your whole life. Nobody's ever looked at you and been like, is he part Puerto Rican? Is that...
Thanks, Antonio Brown.
You're whistling down. You're walking down the street in a top hat, whistling show tunes.
Oh,
I was cracker ass cracker.
It's as cracker as it gets. Oh man, no, I was starving during the break, so I went into Jesse Watts' studio in there and pilfered the rest of her crackers that she had in there.
She's got a lot of crackers.
She's got a lot of crackers. She had surgery, so she's been out for 10 days, so I got a lot of snacks to replace in that studio in there.
How long is she going to be out for?
I don't know. Okay. She's getting back pretty soon. Shout out to Jesse Watt. Get well soon.
From your favorite crackers.
From your two favorite crackers, Payne and Pendergast. So this Daryl Doucette, nicknamed Hoosh, he is the face of flag football here in the United States. Flag football's been a topic this week because the story that came out that the NFL is going to try to get some NFL players on this 2028 flag football team that's going to participate in the Olympics.
Right, in four years. Yeah.
And so I've learned a little bit about flag football over the last few days, about the rules. I guess five on five is the international rules.
You thought it was just like the same as 7-on-7.
I did.
And it's just, it's not. Yeah. For one, I mean, the existence of a flag is the big thing. That's my biggest question about it with flag football is obviously the rules are different and everything. But that the two things are, one, body weight doesn't matter at all. So NFL players, there are a lot of guys who, there are a lot of really good flag football players who have all the skill set to be an NFL player, except they're just way too small. Like, so those guys exist. They're out there. And it's not just a guarantee that all these NFL all-pro wide receivers are as quick and athletic and as good a wide receiver in flag football. You got a bunch of little speed demons out there at times.
There's literally no physicality allowed.
Right, right.
Right? Like, there's no bump at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, like, even 7-on-7, it's one-hand touch. Like, there's nothing at all.
You can't jam a guy at the line of scrimmage or anything like that. So this Daryl Doucette is the quarterback. He's the quarterback of the U.S. flag football team. And he did an interview with TMZ. And he and I'm assuming other flag football guys maybe feel a little disrespected by this assumption that it's going to be NFL guys all playing in this thing in 2028. He said he wants the NFL guys to have to compete for a spot on the team.
I love the fact that they want to play and that they want to come out and compete. But at the end of the day, we want the same process that we've been having to play. We have to try out. And so do they. You know, I don't want to be like they're entitled because of their names to be able to just automatically be on the team. And that's what it sounds like from the flag football world.
Okay. I get that.
Yeah, I get that. I really get that.
Yep.
Especially when, like, everything we just talked about. It's not the same game. You know, it's like It's like thinking that the best baseball player in the world can go play cricket and be awesome the very first day he plays cricket.
Right.
It's probably, you know, like, it's different. It's different. You're going to, like, yeah. So how much time would a guy have to devote, even if he's a world-class, one of the best football players who ever lived, to actually
play a different
get good
sport.
At flag football yeah. on the same level as some of these other guys, many of whom are just as athletic as NFL players, just they're just not as big.
A lot smaller, yeah. Now, this is what grabbed the headlines, and this is what probably put Doucette in the crosshairs of people like In the Loop,
yeah.
who had a different take on this yeah. than you're about to have here. But Doucette said, I'm better than Patrick Mahomes.
Mm. At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he does. You've watched him play, right?
Yeah.
He
would go to the combine and get laughed off the field because he's got a janky release.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And it's,
but like the biggest thing, and when you watch his highlights, at least I'm not breaking down film, but the flag element, like even the elusiveness is completely different
yeah.
because he's like going into deep knee bends and then popping up. It's all about keeping the flag away from the defender. So you're not trying to spin out of contact or anything. It's like you're keeping the flag away from the defender. And then on the defense side, there's a lot of hand-eye coordination and reps that you need to get good at snatching that flag off of ridiculously fast athletes.
What was In the Loop treating this guy like he was a joke?
They were acting like, well, maybe, you know, it would take Pat Mahomes about a week to be as good as him okay. in flag football. And I just don't, you know, maybe a more realistic comparison would be an MMA fighter versus a boxer. You know, you take a really good boxer and throw him into MMA, and he's not gonna win. You take, I know Conor McGregor wasn't at the height of his power or anything, but you put Conor McGregor against a really good boxer in a boxing match, and it was no contest.
Right.
They extended it out as long as they needed to and yeah. did what he did to, you know. But like, it's just they're similar but different enough that I don't think it's so simple that you could just plop down a bunch of NFL players.
So you're Team Hoosh.
I'm Team Hoosh.
Yeah,
I've been Hoosh a long time.
Hoosh.
About like 11 hours now going on.
He probably just needed a PR person to get with him before the interview and say, don't say anything. Or maybe he wanted to. Like, he's more people know who this guy is now for him saying, I'm better than Mahomes
yeah.
than knew who he was a week ago.
I'm just saying, like, NFL, if you're interested in demonstrating your supremacy and everything, like, you might want to sit this one out. Like, it might just might turn into all of a sudden, like, yeah, throw the Eastern Europeans a basketball. Oh, they'll have a good time with it. Oh, yeah.
They do. They do.
How awesome are we now, America?
Oh,
you know?
Yep.
It's funny. I had a friend in college who had been, he was in the Peace Corps before he, for a couple of years. And he was in Eastern Europe. And it was back when they were just discovering basketball mm-hmm. in the early 90s. And they loved it, but there was like a hoop in this town, and my friend was like a high school basketball player, not even an all-star basketball player or anything, and he became a legend in that town.
Oh yeah,
because he was making all these circus shots by their estimation.
You mean like, you know? A reverse layup?
Yeah, or a jump shot.
Yeah.
And they've come a bit of a way since then.
They have. Yeah. They definitely have. They definitely have. Tank would eat at this flag football thing. I think
he has the potential to, but he'd have to. This is the thing. I think they'd have to devote a lot of serious time to.
Yeah,
it.
I don't mean day one.
So I don't want him though. I don't want him working on that. I want him working on being better for the Texans playing American 11-man football.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I think. I honestly think that football people are overestimating just how dominant they would be in this, which isn't even the same game. This happens, Sean, this happens in militaries all the time. Well, especially back in the day when, like, there was way more nationalistic pride. Like, Americans thought, like, these Japanese, they think they can fly airplanes? And then they're like, in World War II. Hey, what the hell was that?
Hey,
yeah.
They can fly airplanes.
They were good, actually, yeah. They were really pretty damn good at it.
I don't know, man. I feel like Tank would get up to speed pretty quick.
But it would take time and energy and effort. Okay, because
I mean,
thing,
like 2 days.
Sean,
like,
I've seen the same thing in rugby. I've seen the same thing in rugby. Ridiculously good athletes get out there, and they realize very quickly it's a completely different game.
Yeah.
Aside from the strategy and everything else, there's an endurance element to it
yeah.
that is just way more than what they're accustomed to. And it's not
Seth,
so simple.
From the 30 minutes that I've watched of flag football in my life, I feel like my expert opinion is Tank would eat.
I think it's arrogance and hubris that Roger Goodell thinks like, oh, okay, yeah, of course. Huh. Well, we'll bless them with some of our players. Yes, we'll just go ahead. Here you go. Take some of our finest.
Dude, 5-on-5
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah, so there's an endurance element in that too. There's a lot of space and a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah, man.
You know, in the NFL, like that's where the Patriots did this really well versus the Eagles in the Super Bowl. The Eagles came out and played man, and they were going to play man all game long. So the Patriots were like, all right, we're just going to run crossers after crossers after crossers and just make guys cover all over the field.
They're going to be tired.
And by the second half, they tired the defense out.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. All right, let's head into the 8 o'clock hour here. Texans are not for everybody. The Houston Texans are not for everybody. Everybody was asked about this yesterday.
Yeah, there was some dude out there that was
clearly doing a story on how the Texans are not for everybody, but he got some good stuff, especially from D'Amico Ryans, and probably something Seth can relate to, having been a former Houston Texan, as to why it is so difficult to be a Houston Texan. That is next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.